Welcome back to the fourth part of this new series we have done this month on the podcast called Losing Weight as You Age. We have 5 episodes coming your way. This is episode number 4. I highly suggest go back through, listen to the other episodes. You can search Losing Weight as You Age, Hot, Healthy, Never Hungry. You can find all the episodes. I know a lot of you guys have listened to them though. I've gotten a lot of great positive feedback and I so appreciate you. Every share, every like, every review, everything I absolutely read. And I am just so appreciative of your support of the show so more women can also find the show. Learn the juicy stuff about losing weight the right way, especially as you age, because I could just talk about this topic for days. It's one of my favorite things, but I appreciate you. I just wanted to share some love with you guys. And if you haven't, don't be a stranger. Please, please let me know how you are enjoying the episodes. And most importantly, I would be so appreciative if you did leave a rating and review of the show, even if you've been a longtime listener, kind of like ghosting in the background. It really helps the show reach more women. So I would be so appreciative if you took like less than a minute to do that. Anyway, you guys are in for a treat today because today's episode is building off of a topic I talked about in the last Losing Weight as You Age series episode, part 3. And it's specifically on what to do when you're just not seeing your body change and you're doing a lot of things right already. Like you're not a beginner on your journey, you're kind of more advanced. And now it's like, okay, it's time to pivot. It's time to tweak. It's time to change. Like, what do I need to do to get to where I want to be? That conversation is important at any age, but especially as you are losing weight, as you are getting older. So that's why I wanted to do an entire episode as part of the series on really what to do when you are not losing weight like you maybe did before. And not just like you did before, it's not even the comparison piece, it's you are not losing weight and you might be stuck, you might need a pivot, you might need a tweak, or maybe there's something that you specifically can really understand is holding you back. And why I particularly really am passionate about this topic and love talking about it with women as they get older, because as we talked about in part 3 of this series, you do have to adjust your timeline. Progress is going to look different, especially if it's not just about the scale going down, it is about your body composition. But there is a point in time, say when you do have a lot of weight to lose or you've been doing something for a sustained period of time, it's like, how do you understand, like, is this slow progress and am I moving in the right direction? Or is this like very slow, meaning like I'm kind of stuck, I'm kind of stagnant, like what needs to change? So I'm going to first talk about what not to do. And then I want to talk to you about the 3 most important things I really want you to emphasize when you're not losing weight quite like you did before and something does need to change. So like I said, we're going to start with what I don't want you to do, because as much as I do want to talk about the positive things I do want you to do, we have to address some elephants in the room, especially if you're new to Hot, Healthy, Never Hungry. Hopefully y'all know where I'm going with this. So the theme of what not to do before I get into the specifics is freak the F out. I talked about stress management last time, and coming into your journey with abundance, with clarity, with structure, you know, nothing is unsolvable, truly. Like there's always going to be a solution. Sometimes we have to be a little private investigator, like Lauren, little FBI agent coming out, really trying to figure out, okay, let's put the pieces together. Like what really isn't clicking? But when you are coming from this place of not abundance, from scarcity, from fear, from desperation, it's never a good thing. Like nothing highly successful comes from a place of being just like so desperate. You can be yearning for success. You can be incredibly hardworking. You hear these like rags to riches stories of like these people who came from such difficult situations. They just grinded and pounded and they've created these incredible companies and businesses. Like I love that. Like that's incredible, but that's not being desperate. Desperate is a different energy. Desperate is when you are trying to scrounge things together and you're making choices quickly, illogically. You know, you're just trying to put a Band-Aid on a freaking wound that needs like surgery and a full operation. Like you are acting desperate. You're not acting intentional. And you know, that's why in terms of what not to do, you shouldn't just slash your calories mindlessly. You shouldn't just do something drastic. You shouldn't just eliminate one specific food from your diet. Like, I'm just going to give up all sweets because, you know, I'm not seeing progress. Like, that's a very different energy versus, oh, wow, okay, let's explore my relationship to sweets and how much I'm having them and really what that looks like. Oh, you know, perhaps maybe I can cut this down and let's set parameters on what that looks like. That's a different energy, guys. So we need to not be drastic, not slashing shit. Not just going back to what you've done before, which is your dieting days, the dieting days where, you know, maybe when you were younger, that worked for you. But girl, that's not going to work for you now. There's a reason why you're listening to this episode. There's the reason why you listen to this podcast. And there's a reason why you came to the show today. Because what you've done in the past, like I said last time, you have to leave it in the past. And that's why we need to be mature. We are refined dieters, baby. We are refined. And as we are getting older, we're aging just like great wine, baby. How you approach dieting has to also improve. It isn't just going back to those drastic restriction days, being desperate AF. That's not what we're doing now. You're doing this the right way. So let's talk about what you need to do when you are not losing weight like you did when you were younger. And you're really not losing weight at all right now, because for all my women out there who are older, sometimes, yes, patience is key. Patience is a virtue. You need to give yourself a little bit more time. But can I also just mention and point out, sometimes it isn't patience. Sometimes you need to make changes that are sometimes hard for you to address. So the first thing that has to happen when you are just not losing weight like you had envisioned, you are not losing weight maybe like you had when you were younger, is you have to analyze the facts. You have to analyze the facts. Can I just point out, when we are desperate dieting, we don't analyze the facts, or we analyze the facts, but only a very smidgen of the facts, and we're leaving out 99% of the freaking facts that we are not addressing. So analyzing the facts, what does that mean? You have to become very attuned, very aware, very intentional, and also very proficient at analyzing what you are doing well versus what you can do better. And I want to call you out right here. What you are doing well is not just, I'm tracking my calories and I'm seeing this number in my progress tracker. That is not doing shit well. I mean, maybe it's like a sliver of what's going well. There is so much that goes into your food choices. As much as I'm the calorie counting queen, I love for you guys to know your budget. It makes weight loss simple and straightforward. You understand how to spend that calorie money. Boom, you're losing weight. That's awesome. But like, calories are not the only thing. And if that's what you're getting from this journey, you got to go back and relearn some shit, ladies. Like, and maybe learn things for the first time. Like, calories are not the only thing here. Anyway, getting back to my point, analyzing the facts, you have to get good at what you are doing well versus what you can do better. Because a lot of times when you are stuck, sometimes a double-edged sword, because I've had clients be like, you know, Lauren, what can I be doing better? And I'm like, girl, you are losing 1 to 2 pounds a week. I know it's not perfect every week, but like, your progress is going down week after week. There's nothing that needs to change. Like, don't get greedy with your progress. But for the people where that isn't happening to, because that's a small sliver of people, right? For the people that isn't happening to, usually what happens is maybe the progress, like sometimes it's, you know, kicking up from the start. Maybe it's kind of slowed down. Maybe you've kind of been like oscillating between the same couple of pounds. Like, we're not really seeing a change in your lowest weight of the week after, you know, 1 month or even 1.5, 2 months. And, you know, that's where this conversation, you know, I always say 3 to 4 weeks into your journey, seeing those trends, like that's when we can really begin to say like what we're doing well versus what we can do better. And if you can't think about not just what you're doing well, but you can't identify the things that you need to be doing better, that is a huge thing that will hold you back. Because when we get to the place of entitlement, which relates to my weight loss entitlement episode, where you don't know what else you could be doing, that's why you're stuck. That's an education gap. That's, you know, maybe you need some coaching or outside perspective and support, because there always is something you can do. And it isn't just slashing your calories. It's getting to the root of what's actually holding you back. Is it your protein intake? Is it the types of carbs that you're choosing? Is it how you're balancing your meals? Is it the types of foods you're choosing? Is it how you're entering your foods in MyFitnessPal and you're actually thinking you're eating 1600 calories a day, but we're looking at these entries and they're mislogged and it looks like closer to an 1800 and 1900, which isn't bad, but it just means you're not in a deficit. I could go on for days. Did you try to exercise? And oh wow, first week, 5K steps. Second week, 10K steps. Oh, we adjusted your range because now it's 10K steps and you were really hungry, but now you're not doing it anymore. Maybe that's related to exercise. Anyway, you have to analyze the facts. What are you doing well versus what can you do better? And as part of this, you also have to define and make sure you're actually measuring your consistency. That relates to the exercise example I just gave. If you are saying you're doing a certain amount of exercise, but then, you know, say I was to look at your progress tracker in coaching, or maybe you're a Hot Girl Transformation member inside of the Hot and Healthy membership, and we're looking at your progress track and we're like, okay, I know you're exercising, but 2 to 3 days a week of exercise is very different than 4 to 5 days a week. And that's going to impact what your plan would look like. So how are you measuring consistency? How are you measuring, you know, even your consistency with calorie tracking? I don't expect every person to always eat food at home, but like, if you're eating out a whole bunch of meals for the past 2 weeks and you're saying like, but look, like I hit my calories, you know, that's something you have to get very mature and honest with yourself about. You have to analyze the facts. You have to analyze what else could be holding you back so you can explore these areas so you can refine them and define them and really bring them in and dial them in to get to where you want to be. analyzing the facts is also really important because if you don't know the facts, you will not know if your plan needs an adjustment and you won't know what specifically needs an adjustment in your plan. Because what happens for many women, I think, especially my older clients, is if they haven't addressed the dieting mindset, you might go into your journey and go into this new weight loss journey that you want to be the last time ever dieting. And you might feel your plan needs an adjustment, but you're adjusting based on emotions. You're not adjusting based on facts. And as much as I want to break down the all or nothing black and white dieting mindset, progress is very factual. Progress is very factual. It isn't just weight, it's your body composition, it's what's happening with your muscle mass and fat mass, it's your digestion, it's your energy levels. These are factual things that we are able to track and assess over time to see if your body composition is changing in the way that we want it to. But when you are doing it off of emotion and you're not like putting in the work and actually tracking these areas, I mean, I have a rule of thumb with like my clients. Like occasionally I will say I've adjusted someone's calories given a circumstance. Like maybe they really needed to take a step back from calorie tracking because something is going on in their life and like we adjust their plan. Like I am a human and I work with my clients in that way. All of our coaches do. But for 99.9% of people, you know, if you are putting in the work, but you're kind of like not fully putting it in because you're tracking, but like you're not tracking your weekly calorie budget. You're not tracking your habits. You're not tracking the progress that you are seeing or are not seeing. How can we make an adjustment? We don't know what you're doing. Me and my husband are interested in buying a house. And that's like setting your budget for house buying without knowing any of your financial information. This is a relevant example in my life right now, where that's like deciding the apartment that you want to rent without having any idea about what your financial situation looks like. And I bring up this real life example, especially for my older clients, because these are the types of big mama girl decisions, big woman decisions that come up as we get older. And, you know, that's not something you're going to half-ass. And the same with your fitness and your health journey. Like, why are we half-assing and making this based on emotions? Like, of course we would love this and that in life, but like you have to go off of the facts and that's going to make the best decision for you. So at the end of the day, like really assess, like, are you going off of this with emotions or are we actually using the data to drive our decisions here? Very, very important. And another thing I think that's important to address is when you're analyzing the facts, you also have to consider how long you've been doing something. And specifically why that's important is because maybe you need more time. Maybe it's just been too soon, a week or two doing something. I would say you can't really build momentum and consistency. Like you can begin to start to see what's going in the right direction, but like you're not going to build muscle, lose fat, and have like these crazy progress photos on this crazy drop on the scale that is actually sustained in 2 weeks. Absolutely not. Like it takes time. That's just a fact. And so at the same time, you know, you can begin to see the direction, but at the same time, maybe it's a time thing. Maybe you need to give yourself more time, but also at the same time, how many times can I say time? At the same time, there also might be something that you're missing. And maybe it is the opportunity here for you to up level, for you to get really honest about what needs to change or adapt or adjust. And that's the lever conversation. I actually had some clients and even some Hot and Healthy members mentioned recently how much they have loved me talking about levers. So I'm going to talk about levers more because that's really the foundation of the TSN method and everything I teach you guys on this show. When I teach my clients inside of our programs, there are different levers that you pull. And the levers, you don't have to pull them all at once. And I think when you're extremely overwhelmed, and many women who are losing weight as they get older, they are overwhelmed because they have all of these pressures and stressors in life. And then you have this like weight loss component. And so it can feel very overwhelming to try to like do all of this stuff at once. But in those moments, what I do suggest for many women is understanding what the levers are. So then we can create a strategy on when and how we are going to pull those levers. Maybe that's the exercise lever. Maybe that's something you're not doing now. But those are things that we have to be aware of because it may limit our massive ability to see success. Just because you are doing what you're doing right now doesn't mean we have to change everything all at once, but that is something that we're going to actively keep in the back of our mind to work towards because I don't want you to feel pressure to do everything at once. But also if we're not making the changes that we're needing to make and then we're frustrated or down on ourselves about our progress, that's just, once again, we have to analyze the facts. Okay, I am really stressed and I can't exercise right now, but I made that choice not to do that. So that is going to help you process the frustration and or guilt and or shame and or any emotion that you're feeling related to your progress. You have to get very good about analyzing the facts, guys. And that is like the core thing that has to happen, because once again, you cannot make changes to your plan based on emotions. Like, that is a horrible place to be in, especially as you get older, because weight loss does look different versus like the 21-year-old version of yourself. Okay, the second thing that really has to happen for you to see the progress you want to see when you are stuck, when you're kind of feeling not just stuck in terms of your body, but like you're mentally stuck, is you have to analyze your mental health and your mindset related to what I said in the third part of this series. I highly suggest at this point, if you have not listened to that episode after finishing up today's episode, I highly suggest going back and listening to part three. That's titled What You Must Get Serious About If You Want to Lose Weight After 30. And I will link it in the show notes for an easy click for you guys. But anyway, so what has to happen when you are not losing weight like you did before when you were younger is you have to really analyze your mindset, your mental health, and your energy right now. And sometimes what I think can happen is what is holding you back is actually not the goals and the results you want to see. It's your relationship to the success that you want to see. What can happen is maybe you're not being realistic with yourself. Maybe your timeline is very rigid. Maybe your perception of success and your definition of success isn't really what success is. And maybe your definitions of success need to alter and change, so you're not holding yourself to an unrealistic and very high standard. Maybe you're being too hard on yourself and it's really creating this negative space as you approach your goals. And why that's incredibly important, I just want to put the spotlight on, is when you are stuck and you're creating this negative space towards your goals, it's really hard to do what I said at the first part of this episode, which is analyze the facts. I mean, how many times when you have been clouded by just such strong emotions and this like visceral reaction to something where like you need to cool off, or maybe you've seen someone in your life, maybe it's a family member, a partner, a coworker, where like they just get very hot and heated, or maybe like it's in just a social situation where you see someone you like don't know and you're like, oh gosh, like you got to simmer down, girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever it is. Like, it's very, very true. And you know, you're going to be so clouded that you can't really look at the facts. And it's hard because you're emotional and you know your goals are so important for you. But I think that's where I want to be this like rock for you guys and remind you that when you are being so hard on yourself, when you are like having these unrealistic standards for yourself of what success looks like, and you're like creating this negative space towards your goals, you're not going to allow yourself the ability to blossom into the best version of yourself. And it's not going to be a positive experience. And the more you create a negative experience around all of the things that I'm describing, the harder time you're going to have at success, because you are fighting this battle that is not fun, right? Like, we don't want this to be a battle. Like, weight loss shouldn't be a battle. Weight loss isn't a fight. Weight loss isn't a war with yourself. Like, weight loss is about stepping into the hottest, healthiest, and most confident version of yourself. And it's hard. It's not always easy. But when you are not losing weight, the worst thing you can do is get really down on yourself and be really hard on yourself and, you know, just dwell on the fact that you're not where you want to be. Like, we need to now at this moment, like, create a space that's more positive for you. And that's going to allow you to understand the facts and understand the levers that you need to pull. Because to be completely honest, I could end the episode right here. I'm not. But to be completely honest, weight loss is not as complicated and also not as deep as sometimes I think we make it. And what I mean by this is not to diminish my education as a dietitian and just how much nuance and science goes into all of health, right? But I think sometimes we think weight loss is this battle that's so difficult and so hard, and it has been really hard for so many of my clients over time. But I literally see this with women all the time who've maybe been stuck in a dieting cycle for 10, 20, 30 plus years. And I want to actually share a story with you. One of my clients that I've worked with for some time now, I've known her for a few years, and she's like lost weight, took some breaks, like come back. Like, you know, we've known each other for some time. She actually came from, I believe, over 10 years or just about 10 years of intuitive eating, working on her relationship to food, really having to ditch like the dieting mentality and really buy into intuitive eating. And not just buy in, like fully embody and embrace it. Like, she needed it at that time. Mental health was in a not great place with food, like really needed it. She found me, and literally last week, she sent me her body composition scans, because at the gym she goes to, she got an InBody scan. And she wasn't freaking out about her body fat percentage. She wasn't freaking bad about her weight. Like, she literally like is the poster child of my clients for always filling out her progress tracker, looking at the facts, analyzing her mindset, doing a massage when she needs more self-care. Like, she is like the poster child for everything I'm discussing in these episodes. Like, love you, girl. Like, I hope you're listening to this as well. Anyway, but this client, I think, is a perfect example of not just being honest with yourself, but creating this positive space. Because when you have a positive relationship to this journey and you're not putting this pressure and deadline and expiration date on when you see success, and if it doesn't occur in this timeline, it's not going to be that way. You're going to allow yourself this positive space to go towards these goals and also use all of the data at your fingertips to be able to make these really educated choices. It's just a completely different energy. It's a flip of a switch when we approach our goals this way. And it's not easy. I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm not saying it's bad if you ever get emotional or upset at your weight or the lack of progress, but weight loss isn't that deep. And what I mean by it is it's deep. It's very powerful for us, but you can see success when you understand the facts, you understand the levers to pull, and you make an action plan on how to do it. That's what I mean by it is not that deep. And the only way this can happen is when you actually get to a good mental and mindset place, which takes time. It took this client 10 years to really address her relationship to food. And I don't mean that in a way that it's like, oh my gosh, 10 years from now, girlfriend, you're going to figure this out. Like, no, like it's a process that happens over time, but you have to really put in the reps and the effort, not just in the gym, but the reps and the effort with your mindset. So you can get to the place to be very honest with yourself. Because if you can't be honest with yourself, something that holds a lot of women back is this weight loss entitlement piece of like, I'm doing everything right. And as we get older, like you're stuck in these habits of dieting that you've maybe done before, but are you being honest with yourself about what else do you need to tweak and change? What else can you do? And that brings me to my last thing, my last very important thing. When you are not losing weight like you did when you were younger or you did a couple years ago or just like at all, you have to be open to change. And that change can only happen, one, when you're honest with yourself. And two, you can have this honest conversation of what perhaps needs to change for you to get to where you want to be. Something I talked about last week with some of my clients on a coaching call. I think you guys might like this little tangent. But something that we talked about was this idea of like, what if? Because a lot of times we can feel very stuck and rigid, especially when we feel like we're fighting our body. So much has changed. I mean, I'm going to be really candid. Me being pregnant right now, I'm 22 weeks since I'm recording this. As my body is changing, I'm not scared about losing the weight postpartum. However, it is very interesting, not just being honest about the body changes, but also seeing like there are points in time where I look at myself, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I go shopping and like I can't fit into the clothes that I normally wear. And I think it's bringing me back to this place of gaining weight when I was younger, because of obviously me being pregnant. And I relate to a lot of my clients in that way because it's jarring. It's sometimes overwhelming at times, but in a way that's beautiful because I'm pregnant. But I, to be honest, like it is tough at times, right? I think, and I actually was thinking about that. I feel like so many people are like, oh yeah, embrace the body changes. Yeah, I'm pregnant. And it's like, yes, I like 95%+ of the time, like I'm definitely that way. But you know, it's okay to get upset about body changes. It's okay to process that in your own way. But you know, you have to be open to the change you want to see in your life. And on the other side of change that is scary, like me growing a baby inside of me, like to be very, very vivid with it, me growing a baby, guys, and being pregnant, it's scary to think about the time I won't have by myself and being alone. It's scary thinking about, you know, some of the body changes that will happen that will permanently change my body forever, right? However, on the other side of this, on the other side of fear is this opportunity for something new and this new experience. And I think this conversation relates to everything that so many of my clients who are older are going through as their bodies have changed as well. You have to be open to change. And just like you were open to change maybe when you were younger, we have to make sure that as we're getting older, that we're really being mindful about the change, because change is really hard. Change is not easy to do, but you have to be open to changing how you do things and changing your perspective and just allowing yourself that possibility of what if. And that relates to the conversation I have with my clients. Like, what if instead of focusing on the negative things that would happen, what if this could be a beautiful experience for you? What if this could be the thing that really gets you to where you want to be? What if, as many times as you tried it before, like this time might be different because you're approaching it a different way? What if there was this possibility that like maybe the way you're doing it right now isn't the way you needed to be doing it? And what if this new approach that feels really fucking scary was the thing that was going to help you get to where you want to be? Ask yourself these what if questions, especially if you're finding resistance to change that you do need to make in your diet. like switching up your breakfast or spending more time doing meal prep. And I'm not saying like every single meal has to be prepped, but like, you know, like planning your week, ask yourself like, am I open to changing? And what if I was open to changing? What opportunities, what success, what achievements would I be able to achieve, even though it feels scary? Because on the other side of the fear of failure, on the other side of being scared shitless about what might be coming, there is a beautiful opportunity. Because I always think about butterflies, like butterflies transform into this like beautiful being, right? I think of like the literal like butterfly emoji on Instagram when I'm like posting emojis and things like that and on my phone. But on the other side of this transformation, like you're the butterfly girl. Like you're going to be able to see so much success and change, but you can only do this when you're open to change, you analyze your mental health, your mindset, and your energy as you're approaching your goals. And most importantly, you get really proficient and really great at understanding what you are doing well and what needs to change. So you can then understand what levers you need to pull so you can be open to that change. On that note, that's all I have for today. I can't believe it. This was episode 4 of the Losing Weight as You Age series. Very, very excited. The last episode is coming your way literally next week. So get excited. I hope you guys enjoyed it and I will see you on Thursday. Hey, girlfriend, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you'd like to learn more about eating right for fat loss and never gaining weight back, I'll be continuing this party on Instagram where you can find me at sorority.nutritionist posting inspiration every single day. Also, if you're wondering where to get started on your journey, be sure to head to thesororitynutritionist.com/quiz to take my free quiz that will tell you why you aren't losing weight and what you can begin to do about it so you can see progress faster. You can also find any other links and resources mentioned in the show at thesororitynutritionist.com under free resources. I hope you have such a beautiful day, and I will see you next time, girlfriend.